Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Yeah, I'm ready. How about you?
Oh, yeah. It's going to get weird, dude. I think it's going to get pretty weird this time.
Yeah, I think you're right.
This research took a turn. I don't know where it was going to go, but we're going places.
Yeah, it's I don't know where it's going either.
You know, I was thinking up until... Right up until you said you had another story about another hero, I was going to say the first episode was the more sensitive one, the more sympathetic episode, up until the last couple of minutes when you were like, and next time, I'll tell you how the Jews did it. But there might still be some sympathy in this one, probably. Yeah, I'm sure. But mostly it's going to be fucking crazy.
Well, I ended up skipping how the Jews did it.
Okay. That'll be for somebody else then. Or we could revisit something about it next year, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure, man. I was going to tell you how the Jews did it, but, you know, then I just got down the weird path, you know, the numerology. And I was like, you know what? Maybe the Jews did it, but there's also some funky-ass numbers.
Right. I love this. There are so many numbers. I mean... All this stuff is, you know, hindsight is 2020, so everybody's like, well, of course there were signs. Look at all the signs. Do you see the signs? I would love to know these people that are have gone down that kind of path, like that guy S.K. Bain who did The World's Most Dangerous Book. I didn't read that one. I read about it, and he was on other podcasts, but... And there's no audiobook of it, so I didn't have a chance to listen to it. And I've been busy as F at work, dude.
Why?
Why have I been busy?
Yeah.
Because they send me out driving around looking at pipeline crap.
Mm.
Every day. All day. All week.
Good.
Good?
Yeah. Make a man out of you.
I worked on Labor Day. There's not supposed to be labor on Labor Day.
I know. You texted me, and I was like, this fucking guy's working? Even I was off.
I know, which is crazy, because you're never off.
I know.
So I found out, now this is pretty cool, that since I worked on that day, I have to be paid holiday time. So in addition to everything that I work through the week, I can also add 8 hours of holiday pay to my timesheet.
Oh, really? How rad is that? Yeah. That's pretty
but it's
cool.
Not overtime. It's just straight time.
I get, if I don't work, I get 8 hours of straight time. And if I work, I only get time and a half, but I don't get to add the 8 hours as well.
Which is kind of, I guess I could see an advantage in both.
Yeah, I'd rather not work and get to just eight hours of straight time, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, eh.
Meh.
That's that. So... Where in the hell are we going to begin with this? Are you going to tell that hero story? Because, I mean, we've already talked about pretty much the official story, and we went through that. So do you want to tell that story first before we get into the really bonker stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, let me talk about that. So another hero, you talked about the guy in the red bandana last week.
Yep.
But here's... I would argue this guy is more incredible. And that's not belittling.
Yeah, could be.
You know, that's not taking away from what Mr. Red Bandana did, but this is
right.
Impressive. This guy's name is Rick Rescorla. He saved 2,687 lives on September 11th.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
So that many, the casualty number... could have been double what it was.
Yeah.
Working on it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy, he was the head of security for Morgan Stanley, which was one of the companies in the South Tower.
Okay.
And he kept saying, like, you know, because of the attack in, what was it, 93?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he had told people, like, you know, this is going to happen again. Like, after he was like, this will happen again. Like, this is not good. And people were like, come on, Rick. Come on. It's enough.
Settle down.
So what he did was he ran countless drills, all sorts of drills, fire drills, this kind of drill, that kind of drill for all the employees at Morgan Stanley. And
he's taking his job seriously.
Yeah.
He's a security guard.
Yeah.
He's going to secure everything.
Yeah, you know, the guys are in there like, come on, Paul Blart, what the fuck? You know, they were pissed off. I mean, I guess that wasn't out yet, but so I guess when this happened, when the attack happened, I did see that he was actually supposed to be on vacation, but he went in and worked. So one of the other people of his security team or whatever could be on vacation. So not only
that was nice.
Did he save a shitload of lives, he's also a good coworker as well.
Damn, he's an all-around good guy. He's just a hard ass.
Yeah. So he had this emergency evacuation plan just in case, because he knew, he had an inkling this was going to happen again. So when it did, they were ready, you know? And I guess Port Authority, I say they were in the South Tower. I meant to. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Port authorities, they issued this announcement over the PA system to tell everybody in South Tower, just stay where you're at. Just stay calm. Don't go anywhere. And he was like, nah, fam. Fuck this. He grabs the bullhorn and he ordered them to evacuate the building, the Morgan Stanley people. So, you know, on the way down, he's like singing songs, trying to keep everybody lighthearted. Like, this dude was not afraid of shit, man. Or he was just nerves of steel. He's like, I got to keep these people calm in order to save them. So he's singing songs, and he got all but 13 Morgan Stanley employees out.
Damn.
He was going back in to get more, and he never returned.
Fuck. That's...
But shortly before the...
That's wild.
Shortly before the tower collapsed, this story kind of chokes me up, so I don't know if anybody can hear it in my voice. This is fucking... This dude is a real American hero right here.
Damn right.
But before the tower collapsed, he calls his wife. And this is what his wife said that he said. Stop crying. I have to get these people out safely. If something should happen to me, I want you to know I've never been happier. You made my life. And she never heard from him again. And they never found his body.
Really?
Really.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Incredible, right?
Yeah, he's an amazing dude. Holy crap.
That's a lot of people to save, man.
2,000. No, almost 3,000.
Like 2,600, 2,647 or something like that.
Oh, my God. That's incredible.
2,687. Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, people jumped up. And like I said in the last episode, we could do a dozen episodes on just the heroes alone.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
We could talk about each one of the firemen themselves, you know, if we wanted to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. That's not what we're going to do.
No. Right before I came down to start recording with you, I was just fucking around on YouTube upstairs on the TV, and I was watching a couple clips from documentaries, which people are going to say, fucking Smithsonian, Discovery Channel, boo. But I'm actually fairly convinced, almost 100% sure, this was not a controlled demolition, and the planes did take them down.
Well, that whole melting of the steel beams thing, okay, I get jet fuel can't melt steel beams, but they can definitely warp them.
That's what they were saying. They were saying that it was hot enough, and when the higher up the steel beams got, the thinner the steel was. And that's by design, so the tower can sway and not fucking snap in the wind. But they were thinner steel beams, and I guess they were, because they were thin, they had to be coated in this fire coating or whatever it was. But it wasn't the greatest quality. Now, the construction does seem pretty shoddy in the World Trade Center.
I agree.
It didn't seem like they did a great job.
Right. The quality control was less than stellar, let's say.
Yeah, and I heard when the building would sway in the wind, like the elevator cables would smash into the side of the shafts. And yeah, so it wasn't great. But what happened was the steel beams at the top, allegedly, the fireproofing, the coating or whatever, fell off. Just kept getting battered around and it just started flaking off.
Because of the cables? Because of the elevator cables?
Well, just... I was just using the elevator cables as saying, like, it wasn't... It was kind of shoddy.
Yeah. So, over time, I mean, how old were the buildings? Weren't they built in the 60s?
Yeah, they were started in the 60s, and I think the ribbon cutting I said last week, I want to say it was 71, 73, something like that.
All right, so the buildings were 40 plus years old.
30, if it was 71.
Oh,
to
yeah.
2001.
Yeah.
But I guess what happened was, because of the swaying or whatever, all that shit fell off, or a lot of it. And then when the planes go in, because the steel is thinner there, not only did the planes themselves damage the steel, but the fire from the planes heated up the steel. No, not melting it, but weakening it enough.
Sure.
And then the weight of the floors above, I don't know, in my mind, it just makes sense to me. That it can boom, 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 boom. And then as it goes down, the steel is getting thicker, but that's more weight piling on top, and it's just... Now, if they were hit low, if they were hit low, I would say those things would have had to topple over.
I think that was the general idea of the 1993 attack. The idea was to blow out the bottom of one so it would tumble over into the other.
Like a Jenga tower.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make light of, you know, but just so people know, like, topple over like a fucking domino.
Yeah, right. That was the general idea of the 93 attack. And if it happened then, I don't know. That was 1993, so it was 8 years before. Man, what kind of world would we be living in if it was 8 years before? But it wasn't meant to be 8 years before. 2001 alone was a significant year. It was a new millennium. It was 2,000 years after Jesus Christ was crucified, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of a big deal year for all kinds of things.
Yeah.
Did we just accidentally roll into the crazy number situation?
I don't know, do we?
Maybe. Was a whole new millennium, whole new everything in the beginning of this century, the beginning of this millennium, and this is how we start, with a huge, huge bang.
Yeah. How does that roll into the numbers thing? Or are you just saying?
2000, 2001.
Oh, I thought you had something relating to...
New millennium. No.
Ah.
At least not yet. But it was a whole new, you know, it was a whole new era. Do you want to start getting into the crazy stuff?
Yeah, I mean, we might as well, right? I mean, what else are we going to do?
I don't know. Are we ready to leave the sensitive and the sympathy stuff behind?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we ended it.
You just want to get crazy and just... Rah!
Yeah, man, because I'm just ready to be done with this topic. Like I was telling you before we recorded, like... I really thought this was going to be one I'm into, and I don't know... It's just not, and I don't know if it's because so many people fucking died.
Right.
Like, so many people died. I don't know. It's just not... Or if it's because there's so many off-the-wall shit that I'm just like, I can't do this anymore.
There is so much you can pick and probe at for this, because it was one of the biggest things that happened, especially in our lifetime, in the age of information.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of this same kind of shit would have probably gone on with JFK if they could get the information out the way we could have get the information out then. And even back then, it was not what it is today in 2001. You know, it was...
Right.
I mean, what the fuck? Was there even... Was there MySpace?
I think so. I think MySpace was before that. Because I had just... 2000 is when I graduated high school. So 2001 was when I was in college. Yeah, there was MySpace. I think Facebook was on its way in, maybe. I don't know. I've seen the Social Network movie, but I don't remember what year Facebook started.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But even if this happened today, every single person on the street would have their cell phones out in a half a second.
Oh, yeah.
2001, not so many.
Still more than not. Or not, well, not more than not, but like there's
a lot.
There's still a good bit of footage out there from people on the streets and stuff. Oh, I did want to. I don't know if you caught this. You said you did listen to the last pod.
Mm-hmm.
Did you listen to all three of them?
Yeah.
Did you catch when they played the recording of the reporter asking some lady if she saw? And she was like, no. And then that's when the second plane hit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you catch the reporter's wording?
I don't know. You must have caught something I didn't.
I sure did. He said, did you see the second one? And she said, no, I didn't see the second one. And then she's going on and on and on. And then they're like, oh, my God, a second plane.
Well, he asked her about the second plane before the second plane hit?
Yeah. I heard it. I heard it with my own ears. I heard they played the recording, and I was like, the second what? Is he talking about the second plane?
What the? Hold up. That's fishy.
Yeah. I wonder if I could find it. Probably not on YouTube.
Maybe not on YouTube. Not anymore.
I don't see it on... Not on YouTube. I'm sure it's gone from YouTube. I mean, I'll check a different website.
What? I just found this thing here about everything George W. Bush did after the event.
Oh, yeah?
We should just get into all these numbers. It's freaking crazy.
Okay.
So apparently 11 years before the 2001 attacks on 9/11/90, President Bush Sr. gave his State of the Union address about the New World Order, mentioning it several times.
Yep.
Something about 9/11, man. What were the different podcasts were saying 9/11 throughout most people's, can we say that? And right now in the world, most people's lives, 9/11 meant emergency. It meant help. Come help. I need help.
Yeah.
And then now after the 9/11 attacks, 9/11 means the opposite of help. We're like 9/11 was the bad thing. It's now we're in mourning. And every time somebody says 9/11 or 9/1, you're like, oh shit, you know, that thing that happened that one time.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about it all the time, you and I, about how they pervert these things. You know what I mean? Like the swastika has been perverted. All kinds of things get perverted and switched or just changed. Like possibly the number 13 could be a good thing, but now it's looked at as unlucky. But why is it? Or do they want us to stay away from the number 13? You know what I mean?
Man, that brings up the other number. Like everybody's always like lucky number 7, but then looking at this stuff, the 2 7s together were bad fucking news.
Yeah.
So when I had time to think about this, I was thinking of the sevens and even like 13. Are they reversed? So is the, what am I trying to say? If it's not, who told us it was lucky number 7? Where did that come from? Why is it lucky? Is it actually an evil number? And the evil entities that are running the world, you know, the lizard people or the demons, somewhere did it come and they're like, they whispered in somebody's ear, the number 7 is actually lucky.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of like the whole was Lucifer or Satan or the devil or whatever, was he actually the good guy? You know what I mean? Yeah. Have you ever heard that?
I don't know. I don't think I've thought about that path.
Well, it's the whole thing. Like, have we been tricked? Has it been a very long trip? Like, was he actually the good guy and he was giving us knowledge and he was like, look, you guys are way more than you think you are, way more than you're being told you are. And then God was like, be gone with you, fucking telling them they're awesome.
I damn you.
Yeah. And then he's like, all right, I'll fucking kill them all. You know?
Then he whispers in somebody's ear, he's like, God's plan. You know, I did that.
Yeah.
This is the way it's supposed to be.
So it's the whole, like, you don't fucking know. You know what I mean?
No. So 13 could be lucky, and that's what the evil entity wants you to know.
Yeah.
That it's evil, but it's actually lucky. Ah, nothing's real anymore. Nothing makes sense.
I know.
The hypocrisy of the coronavirus. Oh, my God.
It's really, really... Everything is nuts, dude.
Nothing at all makes sense. And I think that's the beef with a lot of... I mean, me personally, that is my biggest problem. You're told one thing, and then we're supposed to do the opposite thing, and then a couple of days later, we're supposed to do the thing we weren't supposed to be doing. What? Why? What is going on?
I have no clue.
Like the whole Delta variant, and now the have you heard of the Mu variant?
Just did today.
What happened to Lambda? Huh? What happened to that one? That was floating around for a whole minute.
I said before, I'll be really fucking shocked that there is a variant. If there is a variant, I'll tell you right the fuck now why there is one. Because of the people getting vaccinated. Literally, right. The virus is evolving because people got vaccinated. Think about it, people. This is not a coronavirus episode.
No. If you follow the numbers, dig deep into the numbers, and you will see the places that have the greater number of vaccinated are now suddenly having the greater number of infected yet again.
Go figure.
Weird, right?
The governor of West Virginia, I guess, my dad had sent me this clip. He made a statement saying, we have a 25% increase in cases in vaccinated people. And then he goes, let me say that again. We have a 25% increase in vaccinated people. And like I was like, damn, man, I'm about to go there. You know, buy me a house on a hill somewhere.
The hills of West Virginia are very isolated. You'll be hard pressed to find somebody else near you, period. So there's very less likely chance that you would get it from somebody.
In West Virginia, your house is here, and you're looking down on the roof of your neighbor because their house is right off the side of the mountain as well.
Yeah. My grandparents are buried on Bud Mountain. Do you know where that's at? Have you been there?
I don't know.
It's way down there. It's south, down, but hills up. And to get to the cemetery the last time, well, I guess when that happened, many, many years ago, it was pretty much single lane road, and chunks of the road were missing off the side of the hill.
Yep, that's West Virginia for you.
All right. So the number 11. We talked about 911 or 911, and how it's reversed now. It doesn't mean help. You know, we have that mentality that it's a whole something else now.
Yeah.
But what about the 11 itself? What can you tell me about that? Can you tell me anything? Are you there?
Hello? Yeah. I'm here.
911? 911 help? Emergency?
Okay. Hang on. So this is... Now, I don't know if this website's any good, but according to this website, it says the number 11 is important because the number 11 is the Aquarian number, since Aquarius is the 11th sign of the zodiac.
Okay.
Satanists always place great powers in numbers, especially the black magic Satanists. As we've stated in earlier articles, Daniel 8:23-25 tells us that the religion practiced by Antichrist is black magic, with a K. Revelation 17:17 tells us that the final 10 kings are of the same mindset and religion as Antichrist.
Ooh.
So, the final 10 kings, number 11, would be what? The fucking Antichrist.
Oh, shit.
I don't know. I didn't realize there was so much biblical stuff on this website until I started reading that. So I don't know. They could just be pulling shit together.
Well, okay, let's run down that then. If the 11 represents the Antichrist, then the two towers themselves look like a giant number 11.
That's right.
And then Flight 11 crashed into it on the 11th of the month.
So 11 is important, but it also says multiplicates are too. Like 22, 33, 44, 55. My birthday's on 22. I'm fucking scared now. So this website mentions, here's a bunch of facts. Facts. Loose facts. The first 11 is formed by the day on which it happened, the 11th. The second 11 is formed by adding the ninth month, September, and the date, 1 plus 1, forming another 11. So 9, 10, 11. 9 plus 1 plus 1. The third 11 is formed by the airplane number that first crashed into the World Trade Center, which was Flight 11. Flight 11? Yeah.
Yeah.
The fourth 11 is formed by the airplane number that crashed into the Pentagon.
77.
You're right. So it's a multiplicate. Is that the right word?
Multiplicate?
Yeah.
It sounds fine.
A multiple? Whatever. The fifth 11 is formed by the North Tower, which was 110 stories tall, which is 11 times 10. I think they're stretching there. Where you get the 10 from, I don't fucking know.
What, the other tower wasn't as tall? Aren't they the twin towers?
Yeah. The 6th 11 is formed by the South Tower, which was 110 stories tall, 11 times 10. I think that's a stretch. I think that's a stretch.
There's another stretch correlation I've got for you later.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
The girders of these towers were set 22 inches apart. There's a multiple. Construction began in 1966. Not only is this website, the cuttingedge.org, not only is this year the year in which the Church of Satan was founded, when you add the digits together, they equal 22. 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 6. The first elevator sky shaft was set at the 44th floor. 11 times 4 is 44. But, it's a multiple. You don't have to put 11 times 4. We got it. The towers were 1,368 and 1,360 feet tall. 1,368 when added, the 1,368 equals 18, or 6 plus 6 plus 6.
Wow.
Or 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3 plus 3, you know?
Some of these things, like it's weird. Well, that's what we do. But it's so funny how I'm more accepting of, like, oh shit, 11 is the Antichrist, look out. And then some of these other things, like the 110 stories, are like, come on, seriously?
Yeah, 11 times 10.
What are you doing?
Yeah,
why can't we accept that? It's an obvious thing. It's right there, but we're like, oh shit, 11 is Antichrist.
Yeah, but why 11? Why do they put 11 times 10? What does 10 mean? If it was like 11 times 11, you know what I mean?
Yeah, where the 10 come from? What's the point in that? The 11 is right there. It's the first two numbers of 110.
Yeah.
Don't go any further. That's fine.
Yeah, put 110 and then just bold the two ones.
Oh shit, there's the 11. Watch out.
Yeah. As soon as you say 11 times 10, I'm like, yeah.
Nah, you lost me.
There's probably all sorts of math problems you can do to get 110.
Yeah, numbers are fun. You can take all the single digits and do anything you want.
That's what they're doing. 1, 1 plus 3 plus 6 plus 2 equals 12. It says a 6 plus 6 or another 11 times 6.
What? I don't know. How'd you get there?
What? Oh. Okay. because it's saying 1 plus 3 plus 6 plus 2 equals 12, or 6 plus 6, or if you take 6 and 6, that's 11 times 6. I don't fucking know. Look, that's what's hilarious to me about. It's hilarious and also oddly interesting about this number shit, right? Like, because some of it you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then other stuff, you're like, what? You're grasping at straws and you're missing all of them. You know what I mean? You're just reaching them and you just missed all the straws. Or you grabbed the straw that had a crack halfway down it. You didn't realize. You know what I mean? You got the fucked up straw.
There's a flaw in this one. And yeah, some of these numbers are just really wacky. Like here. What were the flight numbers on September 11th, 2001? Flight 175 equals 1. Plus 7 plus 5 equals 13. Flight 11. Flight 77. Flight 93. Left gate 17. And you all actually saw that radical Muslims with plastic knives and box cutters did this? Then you must be brainwashed. Try Masons.
I'm all for, at what point does it stop being a coincidence and it start being something? But when you're just kind of making up shit.
Yeah, there's a level of making shit up, for sure. Like, one of the planes had 93. Wait, how do you get 93? 13 times 3. Huh. What's that? Is that 93? 39 reverse 93. Oh, no.
What? What? 9 plus 3 is 12. Then you take away the plane, you got 11. Take away one plane, you got 11. What?
You just blew my mind, man.
Whoa, man. I know. It's crazy.
Another had 58 passengers. 5 plus 8 equals 13. What? Another 13. United Airways. 21. Flight 21. 1 equals 2 plus 1. Or 2 plus 11. What? What the fuck is that?
1 equals 2 plus 11?
21. 1 equals 2 plus 11. Where did that even come from? Equals 13. That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, why 11? Because it's on the 11th?
Flight 175. 1 plus 7 plus 5 equals 13. And it had 56 passengers. 5 plus 6 equals 11.
What? 13 and 11? What? 13's... The numbers, man. The numbers.
The shit that lines up on September 11th throughout history, though, that fucks me up.
This is crazy. Do you want to take a break and then I can tell you about all these dates? Or do you have something?
No. I don't have anything.
Oh, okay.
Just, 11 years before this on that date, you know, Bush said that thing in 1990 on September 11th or something. But, you know, you have a giant list of stuff that happened on September 11th, period.
I do. But let me tell you one more number thing. The 10th 11 is formed because September 11th, after that day, there's 111 days left in the year. Bum, bum, what? Bum.
What's that thing from the Call of Duty, isn't it? Is it the Call of Duty games?
The numbers, Mason. What do the numbers mean? I don't know. Which Call of Duty was it?
I have no idea. I've never played any of them.
Modern Warfare 2, hands down my favorite one. But I think that's because that's the one I played in my heyday.
Yeah, I never really... I think I played them... I mean, I checked them out, but the online, the massive FPS online, I guess this is kind of a get-off-my-lawn situation, but, man, it's just fucking crazy. I tried to do Halo 2 online, and it's just chaos. And Fortnite is chaos. I don't know. I like long-form stories, I guess. So any of the Call of Duty games that have a good story, which I'm sure they all do, I would probably be into.
Every time I got one, I would always play the campaign first before I ever jumped online and started playing people because I wanted the story, you know what I mean? And plus, you can get a feel for the game and stuff like that, but yeah. I was into the story and like, fuck, am I going to save the fucking president? White House down.
No. So that's where... Is that 93? That crash in Shanksville?
Yeah.
So there... the thought is that was either headed for the Capitol building or the White House, right?
Yeah, I think I heard that the what was his name? The ringleader. Anna.
You just saying baby words now? Mama.
What the fuck was his last name?
Mohammed?
Yeah, well, Atta.
Atta. I think even in that, they said you're not supposed to forget that name because it's just Atta.
Yeah, and you can, I mean, like the joke you from that other podcast, you can say it, spell it the same forward and backwards. I knew it was like Ada, Anna, Abba.
Baba. But anyway, he was the guy on 93, right?
I have no idea who was on it.
Oh, I thought you were making some kind of point with Atta. No?
I was, and now I forgot.
Okay. So, Flight 93 crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and one of the things I heard, the guy's like, Shanksville? They had box cutters? Shanks? Eh? Dude, come on.
Yeah. Did we say who that guy was?
That was S.K. Bain, right?
Yeah, I didn't know if we said it in this episode. I don't want to keep quoting somebody and not giving them credit for being a dope.
That was the thing that I'm like, dude, seriously? That's the connection you're going to make?
And he also oddly specified that Bush was being read to by African-American children, which I don't understand why. Why does that matter? Is that some sort of ritual thing? Is that what he's saying? I don't know.
But did any other president do that? Or was that because Bush's campaign was for education? Didn't he pronounce that during his campaign that I am not a wartime president?
I don't think he said it during his campaign. I think he said it after this happened.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But he was for education. His campaign was for education.
Yeah.
So was that his glowing publicity moment to go down to Sarasota, Florida, and for the education part to make that look good? Or was that really, really planned out incredibly? He was away from the White House, so far away. And then when this happened, you know, he made his address in the beginning, and then he just vanished for a while.
Yep. Thus giving power to old fucking Dick Cheney. Crazy.
That whole idea is so crazy. I can't believe that I don't think that's ever been done before. You never hear about vice presidents doing very much at all. Like the whole Trump time, what the hell did Mike Pence do?
I don't really know. I honestly don't really know.
And who was another one? I guess Joe Biden during Obama.
Yeah, you don't hear much about the vice president.
Al Gore stepped up, though, later, right?
I don't know.
He had the whole potatoes incident.
I don't know about that either.
You don't know about potatoes?
Potatoes?
Yeah, he was in a classroom, and I think a kid spelled potatoes the way it's supposed to be spelled. So he walked up and he corrected the kid, and the teacher's like, sorry. We're going to have to make a new dictionary entry now, but okay.
Because Al Gore said so.
Where are we at now? 77? Oh, no. Oh, yeah. 9/11. 9/11 through the history.
Yeah, so it's not just United States shit, but it's just weird shit. Well, actually, let me read this to you, because this is looking kind of interesting, but just a quick little snippet here. It says, when the Illuminati assassinated President Kennedy, he was killed according to the occult number signature of 11. He was killed in the 11th month, on the 22nd day, and on the 33rd parallel. He was also killed in the Masonic Dealey Plaza, the most powerful secret society in the world today, to whom the number 11 is extremely important.
Okay. All right. That's a whole lot of coincidences. when do, how many coincidences do you need before it's like, okay, that's a thing?
Well, how do we know it was a 33rd parallel? You know what I mean? I don't know that off the top of my fucking head.
Not off the top of my head, but...
Yeah, it can easily be looked up, but I'm just reading shit off of this website, and then 11, 22, 33, what? And then you find out it was actually on, like, the, I don't know, 26th...
It's in Louisiana.
The 33rd parallel?
Let me see. 33rd parallel. Oh, well, I was thinking, not the parallel, the other one, the vertical.
Meridian?
Yeah, that sounds fine. Let's see, where the 33rd parallel goes through San Clemente Island, California. Where does it go through in Texas? Passing through the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Wow. Okay. So, 11th month, 22nd day, 33rd parallel. Maybe it was the fucking Illuminati. Maybe it wasn't the CIA. Or are they one and the same? Who knows?
I think there's hands of all the things in all the places. Can we just say that? There's some Illuminati and the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and the NBC and TNT.
And the FFA. FAA. FFA? FAA.
FTC? TSA.
The FCC. The FCC won't let me be.
The Illuminati and the Templars and the Freemasons.
They're all everywhere. You're right.
It's like the undercover cops who are posing as both the buyers and the dealers, and they fucking arrest each other. Yeah. Dumbasses, what are you doing?
Just talk. I don't want you to blow my cover, bro.
I am the cover. What?
Stupid. All right. September 11th, 1609.
Oh, shit. We're going way back.
Way back, dude. There's quite a bit of them. The explorer Henry Hudson sailed into New York Harbor and discovered Manhattan Island and the Hudson River, the very location on which the Twin Towers were constructed. I thought that was going to be something. Yeah, I thought that was going to be something.
I'll give you that kind of, I guess. All right, keep going.
Oh, the Hudson River. Henry Hudson. September 11th, 1941. Construction finally began at the Pentagon. Thus, 60 years later to the day, the Pentagon is attacked.
Allegedly.
The number 6 is an important number to occultists. It says the number of man is 6, the number of man's perfect government is 66, and the number of the perfect leader of all time is 666.
Oh, no. Hold up. Does that mean I don't know if we're going to get there. Country's a little in turmoil these days. Are we going to get to the 666th president?
No.
No?
No. Not a fucking chance, dude. We'll be lucky if we make it 4 more presidents.
Oh, shit.
I have no hope for this fucking country. No hope.
Where are you going then? 6 more presidents? That's in your lifetime.
Yeah, I assume that they would have killed me by then. The CIA is going to take me out. They're going to find out about my JFK episode.
It's possible. It's real possible. Yeah. You're spreading that information around. Where are you going to go? Alaska? That's not good.
Well, I'm not going to go to Munich because September 11th, 1972, that's where the world was introduced to terrorism at the Olympic Games.
Okay.
There were 121 participating countries. 11 times 11 is 121. Wow. And 11 Israeli athletes were killed. Exactly 29 years, 2 plus 9 is 11, after this terrorist horror ended. I don't know.
It's a weird poem.
So 29 years later, that's when September 11th, 9/11 happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So 2 plus 9 is 11. 11 times 11 is 121, which is how many Israeli athletes. Wait, no, that's how many participating countries there were. 11 Israeli athletes were killed. September 11th, 1772. We're just all over the place here. I know.
I see. We're not in any kind of... I thought we were going in timeline order, but...
No.
No?
Have you been listening to what I'm reading off of this fucking website? About 300 Indians Well, I don't know if I can call them that anymore, but I'm going to because that's what they said.
Indigenous peoples. This is so you're quoting from the website.
Correct. That's not me, okay. Elijah. That's not me saying. It's me saying it, but it's not me saying it. You know.
The author is projecting through you, though.
Getting a phone call. I don't know who it is.
They're trying to contact you about your car's extended warranty.
From Wilmington.
Oh, see, mm-hmm. It's important then. Anyway, the indigenous peoples.
About 300 of them and 50 British soldiers began.
You can't say British.
Oh. About 300 of them and 50 of those began the siege of Fort Henry.
Oh, okay.
Researchers and historians of this siege are puzzled by the meaning of a comment in a document describing these events. It was recorded in a letter written by Lydia Kruger, 11 letters, by the way. And it seems a fitting comment to this section. She wrote, "The siege commenced about sun an hour high, Monday 11th, at all events the 11th.
What the hell does that mean?
I'd be fucking confused as shit, too. What was she? Was she drunk? Was she making toilet wine? This was 1772. What the fuck?
Did you get that swamp mead?
Oh, swamp mead. She was drunk as shit. What does that mean? The siege commenced about sun an hour high, Monday 11th, at all events the 11th.
She's got that chewing on that ergot poisoning and swamp mead. She's damaged. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. What else you got on the 11th? Got anything else?
Oh, yeah.
Lots?
A few more here. Ooh, they even have spiritual events on September 11th. But I won't do that to you.
Okay.
September 11th, 1777. The first day the American flag was used in battle at the Battle of Brandywine.
That almost sounds like... That sounds ominous for America.
You think? The British beat us in that battle.
But we flew our flag?
Look, when you go down gracefully, okay? Hey, you fucked me up. You blew my fucking leg off with your cannonball. I'm definitely going to die from this paper cut. Because it's fucking 1777 and we don't have antibiotics. But I'm going to stick my flag up there and you're going to know. This is America.
Is that how they did GG back in the day?
Yeah.
Good game, man. Good game. You fucked us up. It was good, though.
Yeah, just put your flag up. Hey.
You got us good. Thanks.
September 11th, 1922. Despite Arab protests, a British mandate is proclaimed in Palestine on September 11th, 1922.
22.
Oh, man. The mandate came into effect at the end of September 1922. Not only was this proclamation made on a September... What? So what is the fucking proclamation? Come on, this website, you fucking cuttingedge.org.
You got more or you want to...
Let's fucking skip these.
All right, that's fine. I mean, my thought this whole time is, couldn't you pretty much pick... any day and be like, oh shit, that thing happened on 5/28 too.
Yeah, I mean, that's why there's so many on this day in whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's this sports show I listen to every morning. There's like nothing on at this time of day, but it's because it's like fucking 5 o'clock in the morning and they always do this day in history. And they'll just fucking tell you things like birthdays, sporting events. It's a sports station, so it's primarily sporting events, like what happened in baseball in fucking 1901 or whatever. Cool. But yeah, I mean, you can pick any day and there's going to be history to it.
There's going to be a correlation. I mean, it sounds like we're poo-pooing all over the whole numerology and the sets of numbers thing, but yes and no. It seems like some are a stretch and others are, like, that's pretty coincidental how all those things matched up.
Yeah.
Like, the Pentagon is on the 77th parallel, right?
Meridian.
Yeah, meridian, not the parallel.
Yeah.
I need to learn about my parallels and meridians.
It's okay.
Just like you got to put the finger and the thumb out to figure out which side is left and right. If you see the L, it's the left side. I figured it out.
I'm about to say something two embarrassing things to you because you did the fucking finger thing.
Okay.
When every time I spell banana, I got to sing that Gwen Stefani song to know how many A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. I don't know. It's too many. It doesn't make any fucking sense. So I got B-A-N-A-N-A. I got to sing it every time. And when I write Wednesday, I have to say Wednesday just to make sure I don't fuck it up.
You're not alone in that one. You're not alone in that one. Anytime I need it right Wednesday for some reason, I guess type it out too, but there's autocorrect for everything now. Wednesday. Yeah. Well, I have a future episode in mind for the days of the week. Some Norse stuff. Norse connections to the days of the week.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So the Pentagon is on the 77th meridian.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hit by Flight 77.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly it's 77 feet tall.
Yeah?
77s.
Ta-da! And the fucking doomsday plane, dude.
Oh, yeah, the doomsday plane.
It was Venus 77. It was in the sky fucking above the Pentagon.
What's a doomsday plane? Tell me that.
My understanding is a doomsday plane is basically a mobile command center for if shit goes down, they can operate basically if the fucking country's going to shit, fucking nukes are going off, bing, 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 bong, bing. I know they don't sound like that, but it sounded fun to make nukes sound like that.
It's close.
But then they can just fucking hop in their plane. First off, why was the fucking thing in the air?
I was just going to say that. That sounds like a plane that's going to take a minute or two to get off the ground and get up to cruising height.
Whatever it is, I don't know. I mean, for all cruising it could altitude. Be 100,000 feet. I don't know. I don't know how high the doomsday plane flies.
Yeah, but exactly why was it already in the sky at that time? That's what I don't get.
I'm looking.
Because it couldn't just take off.
Inside the U.S. military's $223 million doomsday plane capable of surviving a nuclear blast. The $223 million militarized Boeing 747 is designed to survive a nuclear blast and would become the command and control center for the U.S. military's most senior officials, including the U.S. President, Secretary of Defense, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
So who was on it? If it was in the sky at that time, when all their shit went down, Bush is down in Florida doing Bush things. Cheney is in the White House doing Cheney things. Who the fuck is on that plane? And more importantly, how in the hell, one of the most secured airspaces in the whole world, this thing was just bebopping around the Pentagon before it got a straight shot into that particular hole in the Pentagon? Why didn't that get shot down?
I don't know. And the fucking maneuvers this guy made. That's still very shocking to me.
Yes.
I still don't, I don't know what to say about that. Because even, like, seasoned pilots are like, that fucking guy. But his flight instructors in, by the way, in fucking Sarasota, Florida.
Another connection to Sarasota, Florida.
Correct. His instructors said, this guy, I would not even let him fly a Cessna by himself.
He couldn't crop dust in a Kmart.
Yeah. Just, but somehow this fucking guy, he's up high and he comes fucking spiraling down to fucking level out ground level to fucking hit the Pentagon.
Yeah. What?
How? What? That's not beginner's luck.
No.
You don't just get lucky with that kind of stuff.
And all we have are those five shitty frames that go from nothing. Have you watched that one?
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's from ground level, like the guard shack or whatever, yeah. Right there. There's nothing, and then...
Oh, what? I also heard that all the gas stations and little convenience stores in the area, it might have been the FBI, they got all their fucking security tapes confiscated.
That's hilarious too.
Yeah. Like, come on, man. I don't know what to think of it.
I don't know.
Oh. The Doomsday plane costs nearly $160,000 per hour to fly.
What the is it because they're paying all the senators that are on it?
I don't know. It says, while the majority of the E-4B, which is the Doomsday plane, the E-4B's capabilities are classified, we do know a few things. The plane has three decks and can hold a crew of up to 112 people. Four massive engines, the E-4B can fly for 12 straight hours without refueling. Though with aerial refueling capabilities, it could theoretically fly for several days.
Well, damn.
Yeah. It's built to survive a nuclear blast. To prevent radiation, the windows have a wired mesh similar to what you'd see on the window of a microwave. Equipment and wiring on board are hardened to survive an electromagnetic pulse, or an EMP for people who don't realize. There's also thermal and nuclear shielding and direct fire countermeasures. This plane is sick.
Holy shit. That's bad. There's only one of them?
I guess. They're calling it a flying war room or backup Pentagon. So why would you have it in the sky above the Pentagon?
If it's a backup Pentagon.
Yeah, have it over in fucking Utah or something. You know what I mean? Fly around
over,
in Utah.
Over Nevada where the... Yeah.
I don't know.
I have questions. I have lots of questions. But I think this episode is about over.
Yeah, I am done with this topic for now.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, maybe. Foreshadowing.
I mean, maybe next year we'll dive into more of it or something. I don't know.
We definitely need a break from this. I feel like I'm pretty goddamn deep into it. And this episode was all over the place.
Yeah. And actually went nowhere.
How about that?
It's the numbers, man.
We're all winners here.
After I edit it, if it's an hour and 10 minutes long, well.
Damn.
An hour, 10 minutes.
Times 10. 11 hours. I don't know.
Or
don't know
an hour and 17 minutes. Then what do you got? 77?
Well, no.
Or an hour and 6 minutes. What you got? I don't know. The numbers, man, the numbers.
I don't know. Things got a little bit off the rails, but that's okay. That's what we do. How about this? Your favorite connection with numbers. You know, the whole number 23 movie. Mine's 19, because my birthday's 11/19. I know, the ones and the nines. Look out.
Watch out.
But I do, me personally, I see 19s a lot of places. I don't try to seek out, like, what would add up to 19? 1 and the 9 together is 19. Oh, no. 13 and 6. What? No, I don't seek out 136 is or anything like that. 19. I'm looking for 19. There's plenty of 19s.
How often do you look at the clock and see 11/11?
More often than I would care to admit, probably.
Like every fucking day?
Not every day. Nope, not every day.
I see it every single day. And it doesn't matter what I'm doing.
I think you got a problem, son.
I don't know what it is. Is it the fucking universe trying to tell me something? Am I related to Aleister Crowley? The fucking 11s?
He needs his own episode. Maybe two.
Maybe 10. Fucking dude was a kook.
He was all over the place. He was a spy also.
Magic with a K. Thelema.
Oh, Thelema itself.
Yeah, that sounds like an old lady.
Like Thelma, but her mom, Thelema.
Hi, my name is Thelema. She smokes a lot.
She's from Louisiana, too. Northern Louisiana. Not down there by the water.
Yeah, she's down by the water. She's like, hey, my name's Thelema. Like, what? Hey, my name's Thelema.
Oh, God. Oh, God. They're going to get us like they got Tom Segura. Don't do it. All right. Holy shit. Tell us about your numbers. Apple Podcasts. Look for Bring on the Weird. 5 stars. Podchaser.com/Bring on the Weird. Give us 5 stars and tell us about your numbers. And of course, all the stuff is on weirdnesshq.com/bringontheweird.
And if you want some awesome, awesome, awesome merch, go to zazzle.com/store/bringontheweird, myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird, or tpublic.com and just search it.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.